Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I have a question for you. Are you an omphaloskeptus?
I hope not.
You hope not? That's funny. Yeah. An omphaloskeptus is somebody who likes to stare at his own belly button. In a way. A navel gazer. Someone whose concern and what they concentrate on is themselves. How good they are. How smart they are, how knowledgeable, how much better they are than other people. It's like the Pharisee who went into the temple and prayed, God, thank you for making me not like him, and pointing at somebody else that he thought was beneath him. Omphaloskeptus. Yeah. Well, this is what's going on in Corinth. Apparently, there was a lot of people who were concerned about themselves, who were navel gazers, you could say, who thought, well, we know, we're good, so what keeps us from just doing whatever we want? So apparently someone had written to Paul and telling them about what was going on there in Corinth. And so Paul wrote back, and there was many issues. And in his first letter, you could see many things that he wrote. Some of it was talking about communion. Some was talking about purity and different things. But the main concern today has to do with food, eating food that was offered to an idol. How many people know how many gods there are? How many gods are there?
Sally's raising her hand.
So Sally knows? No one else knows? Are you afraid? Are you afraid of showing knowledge now just because of what I just said? How many gods are there?
One.
So what about these idols? Are they gods?
No.
And when Paul writes about them, notice he uses a lowercase g. And those who know, they know those idols are worthless, that they're not God. So why shouldn't they go ahead and eat the meat that's offered to the idols? Because that has nothing, the meat's not offered to anybody because there's no such thing. So what's wrong with that? I hear there's a football game today. Right? Who's playing? The first one of the games. Kansas City and Baltimore. And I think some of the people here are really going to be rooting for Kansas City. Is that true? Yeah. Yeah. So a friend of mine, he's a pastor in Springfield, Trinity Lutheran Church. And down in Springfield, they're really big Chiefs fans, kind of like a couple of the people I know, at least in here. My friend is from Maryland. Yeah, he says it might be a little awkward at church today because he's going to be for the Ravens. Yeah. Anyway, whoever wins today between those two teams and the 49ers and the Lions will be playing in 2 weeks in the Super Bowl. So I asked Sally yesterday, I asked her, hey, Sally, can we have a Super Bowl party? And she first answered is, we don't have any TV. They make it kind of hard to invite people to watch a game when we don't have any TV. But I said, but we could have everybody come over and we could have alcohol and snacks and everything and alcohol. And that'd be okay, right? And so we're going to invite several people, including a couple of people we know struggle with alcoholism, and they're in recovery. Would it be wise to invite them to this party? Wouldn't it be? You could tell them, you know what? We're going to have alcohol there, but we'll also have some non-alcoholic beverages. So why don't you just come on over and watch the game with us? We're going to have to rent somewhere since we don't have TV, I guess, but watch the game for us. And everybody else can drink alcohol, but you could just go ahead and drink what you want. How difficult would that be for that person to sit there and watch everyone else drink alcohol? How tempting would it be for them to go, okay, I'll go ahead and have one drink? That's kind of what Paul's talking about here. Maybe not to do with alcohol. We're talking about food offered to idols. We don't have that situation today, but we have other situations. So they know that food is okay because there's no real things as idols. But what if somebody is new to Christianity and they come in and you're sitting there and eating this food? What if they might think that, oh, we could worship God and we could also worship idols also? Is that all right?
No.
No. But yet, somebody who is new to the faith, weak in the faith, might think, oh, it's okay. I'll eat this meat and we'll be worshiping the idol also. So it makes more gods than one. So the person who would be eating and not caring what other people think, the person who has all this alcohol and invites people struggling with the abuse of alcohol, they would be somebody who would be called an omphaloskeptos, somebody who's concerned with themselves. And Paul's writing that don't be concerned with yourself. Be concerned with your brothers. Be concerned with helping them. Don't eat the meat in front of them, but then talk to them afterwards and tell them, talk to them about how it's not, the idol's worthless, so the meat's not really offered to an idol. You're not worshiping an idol when you eat the meat. All right? So that would be better to do. Because we don't want to become a stumbling block to someone's who eat. And that goes with how we act. If we go around during the week on our job and we work somewhere where there's a lot of cursing done, would it be okay to just go ahead and fit right in with them and just use all these words that they're using to be just one of them? Or do we refrain from acting like that in front of others? Because I know once you begin cursing at one place, it's easy to curse everywhere. And we don't want that to happen. I deleted somebody from being able to watch our Facebook page because he made a comment and someone deleted it, I don't know who, and he got mad and he cussed at me about deleting it on our church's Facebook page. So I deleted it and I unfriended him because he's cursing on our church's web page. And I didn't see that that was appropriate. So how we act, no matter where we are, we act foolish, we could be a stumbling block to others. And we cheat on a test at church, at school. Yeah, well, it's just only one answer that I copied off of you. Don't you go to church? Yeah, but it's just one answer. We're a stumbling block for others. No matter how we act, we cheat on our jobs and our lives. And we tell people we're Christians. We're telling them it's okay to live this way. They're new Christians. How do we act? How do we act? Because if you sin against your brother when he is weak, if you sin against him by tempting him with all this alcohol when he is weak, you're sinning against your brother. Or your sister, it could be a she, you're also sinning against Christ by doing this. We don't want to sin against Christ. We don't want to sin against our brother. So let's not be a stumbling block. Instead of keeping our eyes focused on our navels, where should we keep our eyes focused? Christ and the cross, him crucified for us. Where Jesus went to forgive us of our sins. Where he suffered and died so that we might live forever. Where he went through all that agony so we don't have to go through that agony. He came and was born for this purpose, out of his love for us. So rather than being an omphaloskeptus, I invite you to be a Christoskeptus, somebody focused on Christ. And when you go and speak to your neighbors, always think of how you can be a witness to Christ and how you are treating them. Now, as far as Super Bowl parties, I'm going to say, oh, don't go to them, they're evil. All right? But be careful of how you act when you're there. And watch who is watching you, because people are watching you every single moment to see how you act. They'll know we are Christians by our love. They'll know we are Christians by our attitude, by how we act. By us being crystal skeptic, focus on Christ instead of anyone else. We don't want to make anyone stumble, but we want to invite them in and show them the word. And I was really excited when Levi mentioned, when I asked him, if I can't talk, how could I tell people about Jesus? And he said, show them the Bible. Before he even knew I had a Bible with me. So that was really cool. That was a good message for others. So remember that. Yeah, it's okay to to eat the meat. Just be careful who you're eating it in front of. Keep your eyes focused on Jesus. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds on your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen.